707 at WCHL. It's 65 degrees in Chapel Hill. County Commissioner Penny Ritz says at least three companies have expressed interest in relocating to Orange County since Morinaga, the top-selling Japanese candy company, announced plans to build a new $48 million facility in Mebane. County leaders say the economic benefits of landing the internationally known confectionery will be significant. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more details.
Penny Ritz says it's too early to reveal details about the other companies who have taken notice of Orange County since Morinaga's announcement, but she says it is an exciting time for the county.
We know that interest grows. When you do make such a huge advantage with a company in one area, other companies take notice.
Morinaga plans to build its first American manufacturing facility in Orange County's Buckhorn Economic Development District that will employ at least 90 people and pay an average salary of $38,000 a year. County Manager Frank Clifton said in a recent board meeting that if the Morinaga facility develops as planned, it could become one of the top three taxpayers in the county. The site is set to open in mid-2015, but before construction can begin, the county commissioners must fulfill the promise incentives package, which includes installing water and sewer infrastructure. Rich says that when companies investigate an area, they want to make sure that those utilities are in place before making a deal.
We know that we have foreign companies that are interested, but we also have domestic companies that were looking elsewhere because of the infrastructure that was not in place in Orange County. And now that the infrastructure is in place, they are taking a second look at our area. And it really is exciting.
Steve Brantley, Orange County's Economic Development Director, led the effort to recruit the manufacturer. Brantley, who speaks Japanese, says the county beat out 18 sites in the state and other cities such as Toronto, Canada, and Portland, Oregon.
The Morinaga name is maybe not so well known by Americans as it would be to Japanese people or people from the Far East. They would know Morinaga like we would know Nestle's or Hershey's.
Areas surrounding Orange County, like Alamance and Durham counties, are already home to international companies. Brantley says bringing in a well-known corporate identity such as Morinaga will increase Orange County's international presence. He says there's also the possibility for a supplier company to move to the county as well.
To be selected by an international firm and a very demanding Japanese firm is one where if you're meeting their standards, it says you're doing things right as a community, as a county, to attract business.
Rich says she hopes local businesses will also benefit from the large-scale operation.
There's uniforms involved. Someone's got to dry clean the uniforms. If there's advertising that has to happen locally, we would hope that they would use some local advertisers.
Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, says that bringing in Morinaga kept AKG of America, a German company, from moving away from Mebane. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protest returned to Raleigh this week after holding the peaceful demonstrations in other cities around the state. This time, college students will lead the rally to protest of legislation passed by the Republican-led legislature and Governor Pat McCrory, which they say hurts education and voting rights. Protesters are set to meet this afternoon at 4:30 at the First Baptist Church on Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh, and will then head to the governor's mansion at 5:30 following a rally led by students of the organizations such as North Carolina NAACP Youth and College Division, North Carolina Student Power Union, CAUSE, and NC Vote Defenders. Young people have always been an active and important part of the Forward Together movement, according to Reverend William Barber, NAACP State Chapter President and Moral Monday movement leader, in a statement. He went on to say, as school begins across the state, they will continue to organize and build this movement in response to the immoral and unconstitutional attacks on student voting rights and public education. This is a movement, not a moment. Again, that's from a statement from Reverend William Barber. The Moral Monday demonstrations, which were held over the summer in Raleigh, saw crowds get bigger and bigger each week. 924 people were arrested in General Assembly. Many of those live right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County community. Members of the public will have a chance to weigh in on a plan to build a hotel at Southern Village where the Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight. The proposed five-story, 112-room hotel will be on 4 acres on the edge of the mixed-use development along 15501 Strata Solar. A future phase could include a new apartment building. An earlier plan to build a hotel in the middle of Market Street in the site of a current parking lot was put on pause in 2009 after Southern Village residents objected to the idea. The public will also have a chance to respond to a plan to reduce the minimum lot acreage for new apartment complexes from 5 acres to 2 acres. The public hearing starts at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Chapel Hill police are searching for a suspect in connection with a car chase involving a stolen vehicle that happened Saturday night. Sergeant Jeff House of the Chapel Hill Police Department said officers responded at 7:30 p.m. to a call reporting a stolen vehicle on Lindsay Street. House said the two suspects, identified as Marvin Ovey, 23, and Gregory Harris, 28, fled the scene in the stolen 2012 Buick and then crashed at the intersection of Rosemary Street and Glen Burnie Street. Officers tracked the vehicle using the GPS system OnStar. House said reports indicated that Harris was the driver, lost control of the vehicle, and crashed into a stone wall. The single car wreck happened within an hour of the initial call that came in.
The occupants of the vehicle fled from the vehicle, and it fled to a short canine track. And one of the people that fled from the vehicle were apprehended, and the other subject got away.
Ovey was arrested on charges of possession of a stolen vehicle and resisting arrest. Harris was a suspect who got away, and House said that he has outstanding warrants for his arrest. Chapel Hill Police just updated us on this. The Chapel Hill Police Bulletin says Harris has been listed as being arrested early this morning. Information regarding his arrest was not immediately known. Anyone with information can contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. Calls will remain anonymous. We have all that contact information on our website. Again, now, according to the Chapel Hill Police Bulletin, both those suspects in custody. Donna Coffey, chair of the Orange County Board of Education, says newly named superintendent Dr. Jerry Martine's experience and strong communication skills make her the very best fit to lead the school system. Coffey says the Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applications with applicants coming from 11 states.
Dr. Martine definitely stood out as the best candidate for our board. Her credentials, her skills, her passion, her dedication, along with her experience, just led us to believe that she will serve our students, our staff, and our community for many years to come.
Martine comes from the Bedall County Schools in Marion, North Carolina, in the western part of the state, where she served as superintendent. She's been working in education for 27 years, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction prior to her role in McDowell County.
Has worked at all levels of the schools, from teaching on up through the central office administration, and she's had a little bit over a year experience being superintendent.
Martine received her Bachelor of Arts degree in Spanish and politics from Wake Forest University and is fluent in Spanish. Coffey says about 14% of the Orange County School students are Hispanic.
I think she's just going to bring a whole other level to our non-English speaking students and our parents, and help us lead the way in providing them with more services.
Martine received a Master of Arts in Educational Leadership from Appalachian State University and continued her education at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where she received her Doctorate of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations. Martine succeeds Patrick Rhodes, who retired in June. Del Burns has been serving as interim superintendent and will stay in the position until Martine takes over sometime during the month of October. Access to a college education comes with a price, especially for undocumented immigrants. That story coming up next on WCHL 716. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing fairly smooth roadways out there, I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents, no major delays right now. You might see some slowdowns as people are getting off to work this morning, getting off to school, wherever you might be going. You might be heading home as well, so you might be seeing some slowdowns, especially in the areas of heavy traffic lights. 15501 sees some delays at this time, that's for sure. If you see anything major that needs reporting, roofing, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And you got a good point. A lot of those people who may be heading home after working a third shift may be really tired, so
that's right.
Be extra careful out there. Try and wake up on your way home.
That's right. And give those people a break.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel and Carborough. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 67 in Carborough, 68 this morning in Hillsborough as well. Partly sunny today with a 20% chance of showers. A high today in the middle 80s. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 60. And then tomorrow mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night we'll get some clouds after midnight with a low in the low 50s. And on Wednesday, pretty good day, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. So, weather definitely a little cooler than we've been accustomed to as of late.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It's 7:18 at WCHL. Access to a college education comes with a price, especially for undocumented immigrants. 32 states around the country require undocumented immigrants to pay out-of-state tuition to attend college, and North Carolina is one of those states. But one UNC student and his organization are hoping to change that. Carolina Connections' Charlie Shelton reports.
One by one, signature by signature, UNC junior Emilio Vicente is aiming to bring affordable education to undocumented college students. Vicente is one of the leaders of Students United for Immigrant Equality, a group that launched a campaign Monday called One State, One Rate. Undocumented students currently must pay out of state, regardless of how long they lived in North Carolina. But Vicente plans to change that.
This is about making it education accessible for undocumented students who qualify to come to UNC and who do want to come to UNC and who do want to contribute to their communities more than what they've already contributed.
Undocumented and out-of-state students currently pay $30,000 per year for tuition and fees, compared to only about $8,000 for in-state students. Undocumented students are also not allowed to receive federal financial aid. Vicente says providing these students with in-state tuition will alleviate some of the burden.
I do receive Facebook messages, emails from students that I don't know asking me, how can I go to UNC? How can I afford to pay for my education? And it's, for me, it's always heartbreaking because I wish I could tell them that this is the formula to do it, but there is no formula. And it's really sad when I get those messages later on saying, I'm not going to be going to UNC and I'm going to have to work. And that's really sad. And it's really sad because it's not a loss for them, it's a loss for our state.
But Wake County Republican Representative Paul Stamm says providing students who do not have legal status would be unfair to those who are citizens paying an out-of-state rate. Stamm is Speaker pro temp of the State House of Representatives. He says it doesn't matter if undocumented students have lived in North Carolina. They should still not receive in-state tuition because they are not legal residents.
Let's say I've paid taxes in North Carolina all my life, but I get a job in South Carolina. And the next year, my child wants to go to UNC Charlotte. Well, my child will have to pay out-of-state tuition. In other words, there are so many inequities already that involve tens of thousands of more people than what you're talking about. Why people would think we could make an exception for those who are not citizens of the country, while we don't make exceptions for people who are citizens, is just sort of weird.
Supporters of in-state tuition for undocumented students filed a bill in North Carolina's General Assembly this past April, but it hasn't received any action from the Republican legislature, which is now out of session until May. However, Vicente wants to put politics aside and make this campaign an educational issue. He's circulating a petition to convince people like Chancellor Folt and UNC's Board of Governors that the policy needs to change.
We are the first public university in the state, and not only in the state, but also in the nation. We have a history of always standing up for what's right, and I think this is one of those instances where we can be on the right side of history.
Vicente says another major focus will be reaching out to alumni for support in the community and across the country. Pablo Friedman graduated from UNC in 2009 and says he is supporting the campaign with the belief that undocumented students should not be denied education because of their parents' decisions.
I think it's really important for folks to understand, like, it's not a Latino issue, it's a basic human rights issue.
Friedman is a high school dropout prevention specialist and says he has seen the effects of UNC's tuition policy on many of those he has worked with.
Most of the undocumented families that I've worked with, they don't earn a lot of money. They're very simple families, very humble families, and the reality is for one of those families to be paying $40,000 a year, that's far more than the entire family makes in a given year. It's financially impossible. They will not go to college.
The support on campus continues to grow for One State, One Rate. As of yesterday, the petition had 780 signatures, on its way to reaching 1,000 signatures by the end of the semester. In Chapel Hill, I'm Charlie Shelton.
Again, Charlie Shelton is with Carolina Connection, a radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. You can hear it on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. This Saturday, right before we start our coverage of Carolina football. Again, Saturday morning at 8:30. It's called Carolina Connection. WCHL News Time, 7:23. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. The number 4 Notre Dame women's soccer team handed number 1 North Carolina its first loss of the season, despite the Tar Heels' 18-5 mark in shots, including a 6-2 tally in shots on goal. The Fighting Irish took a 1-0 lead into halftime after freshman midfielder Morgan Andrews snuck one past the Tar Heels' sophomore goalkeeper Brianna Heberlin in the 22nd minute.
Here's the ball played into the box at 18. Top of the penalty box, a goal for the Irish. A beautiful ball played with the right foot. A long cross into the top of the penalty, top of the goalie box by Brittany Van Rieden.
That ties the largest deficit of the season for Carolina. It is only the second time the Tar Heels have trailed an opponent this year. Notre Dame freshman goalkeeper Kayla Little made 5 saves in the goal, including 2 in the final 2 minutes, coming off the foot of Carolina's leading scorer, senior midfielder Crystal Dunn. After the game, head coach Hanson Doran said Notre Dame just gave more than Carolina can handle in that first half.
We're disappointed, but still... I was pleased with our rebound in the second half. I thought we played a heck of a lot better. But I want to tip my hat to Notre Dame. I thought they had riding time in the first half, and they certainly earned the right to be ahead of us at halftime.
With the loss, Carolina is now 7-1, 1-1 in the ACC. Notre Dame improved to 6-1, 2-0 in league play. Tar Heels are on the road Wednesday against Florida State. Now, UNC Olympic sports otherwise had a strong weekend with 3 victories and a top 4 finish. With a balanced attack that included goals from 6 different players, the top-ranked Carolina field hockey team beat visiting Radford 8-1 Sunday afternoon at Francis Henry Stadium. UNC improved to 6-0 with a win, while the Highlanders fell to 1-4. Number 18 volleyball team swept Albany 3-0, 25-13, 25-10, and 25-14 on Saturday night, claiming the 2013 Carolina Classic title, as the Tar Heels, now 9-0, tied the best season start since 1981. Saturday night's win was the 3rd sweep in 2 days for the Tar Heels, who defeated James Madison and George Washington 3-0 earlier in the weekend. Tar Heels continue play at home next weekend, where they host Illinois Friday night at 7 and Indiana on Saturday at 5 for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. North Carolina women's tennis freshman Haley Carter claimed the Black Draw singles title on Sunday at the Duke Fab Four Invitational at Cary Tennis Park. Tar Heels had an entry into the finals in all 3 draws yesterday, but Carter was the only one to come away victorious. She won in straight sets 6-2, 6-4 over Florida's 16th-ranked Sophie Owen. The North Carolina men's golf team finished 4th at the Tar Heel Intercollegiate on Sunday after shooting a combined score of 13 over par 877. Tar Heels registered 7 over 295 in the first round, and even par 288 in the second, and a 6 over par 294 in the final round. For a full recap of each of the weekend's contests, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, the bulk of the pressure for the Tar Heel football team in its road game coming up on Saturday against Georgia Tech will fall on the defense. Associate head coach for defense Vic Koenig knows it. He says the key to the contest will likely come down to third down results. He says last year when we played Georgia Tech, Tar Heels let the Jackets off the hook on far too many third and long situations.
Watch our game last year. We got them in like 12 third downs, and they were able to convert 9, and that's the difference in the game. You know, you get them behind schedule, and you get them in a down where they're throwing the ball. You need you need to be successful.
Kickoff time for Carolina and Georgia Tech is set for noon on Saturday in Atlanta. Yes, it's another one of those really early games. The game will be televised by one of the ESPN network stations to be announced soon. WCHL will soon get you fired up for the contest, starting bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff. I'll be your host for that. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. Your Countdown to Kickoff is presented by UNC Healthcare. You can read the story and follow all the latest Ontario football on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, in other sports, you probably watched the Carolina Panthers yesterday. Rookie E.J. Manuel hit Stevie Johnson for a 2-yard touchdown pass with 2 seconds left of the clock to lead the Buffalo Bills to a 24-23 win over the Panthers. Touchdown capped a 9-play, 80-yard drive in which the first-round draft pick completed 6 of 8 attempts for 51 yards. Manuel also got help on 3rd and 6 from Carolina's 29 when Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly was penalized for pass interference with 14 seconds left. 2 plays later, Manuel found Johnson alone in the left corner. Buffalo, now 1-1, bounced back from a 23-21 season-opening loss to New England. Panthers are 0-2. They lost yet another close game. They were coming off a 12-7 loss to Seattle Seahawks last week and have now dropped to 2-14 in games decided by 7 points or fewer in 2-plus seasons under coach Ron Rivera. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Despite all the hype, it sure looks like the same old Panthers. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Our old friend Mick Mixon, erstwhile sidekick to Woody Durham and the 9-year voice of the Carolina Panthers, was on the radio last week calling the upcoming game in Buffalo an absolute must-win for the NFL Cats. But, Mick, it's only the second week of the season, and a must-win? Mixon, by now the beloved ambassador for the franchise, was saying what a lot of people not employed by the team have been saying, that the Panthers need to put up a shut-up or maybe even pull up stakes and move to L.A., which is looking to re-enter the NFL. The Panthers have not been very good since John Fox left unhappily following a Super Bowl trip in 2003 and another NFC Championship game 2 years later. Fox is now in Denver coaching Peyton and Wes Welker. The Panthers had dropped to 2-14, the worst record in the league with the worst offense. And as impossible as it seems, they have not been able to replace Jake Delhomme as a quarterback and winner. New coach Ron Rivera must win this season or be gone, and controversial Cam Newton is approaching afterthought status with Andrew Luck, Colin Kaepernick, and Russell Wilson, the new darling QBs. So how have the Panthers started? Disheartening is the word that comes to mind. They lost a close one to Seattle, a popular pick to win the Super Bowl, which in itself was not so bad, but D'Angelo Williams fumbled in the red zone in the closing minutes as they snatched defeat from the jaws of a potential upset. Going to Buffalo for their second game and facing a far more formidable schedule after that caused Mixon to slap the must-win tag on the game. How they lost makes their 0-2 record conjure up poor starts in the last two seasons. Leading 23-16 in the final seconds, the Panthers made of Bills rookie quarterback C.J. Manuel with .02 showing on the clock. They bailed out the ex-FSU star who had turned the ball over twice earlier, and they did it in the most Pantheresque way as two defenders bumped into each other and blew the coverage, leaving Stevie Johnson alone in the corner of the end zone to catch Manuel's floater that you and I could have caught. On the radio, Mixon aptly described it as a heartbreaker, and you know what happens when your heart is broken. Most people aren't going to let you get that close again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month. We want to blow that threshold away. Lease the 2013 BMW 320i for $319 per month. That's luxury and ultimate driving for $319 per month. Delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3687 due at signing. Includes $500 loyalty cash and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of 36875 and selling price of 34250. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Date delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Musical experience. Here, live, in concert, the epic power and timeless message of humanity and brotherhood. When Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony perform Beethoven's Ninth. Grant Llewellyn leads the North Carolina Symphony, master chorale, and soloists in Beethoven's inspiring and monumental Ode to Joy, the Ninth Symphony. Beethoven tickets start at $18. Order yours at Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750 now. September 19th, 20th, and 21st at Mimandi Concert Hall, and the 22nd in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall. Beethoven's Ninth with the North Carolina Symphony.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
College football season is here and chapelboro.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit chapelboro.com/huddle up.
It's bottom of the hour at WCHL, your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, great chewy ice, only 79 cents, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 69 degrees, partly sunny with a 20% chance for shower in the afternoon. High today about 86. Tonight partly cloudy with a low 60. And then tomorrow mostly sunny again, but cooler temperatures. Highs tomorrow only in the middle 70s.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's
CBS
an app for that.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. President Obama will have to look for another nominee as Federal Reserve Chairman. Frontrunner Larry Summers has pulled his name from consideration.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers' decision is a stunner for people in the banking and political worlds who've been speculating on President Obama's choice to lead the Fed. While the White House insisted the president had not yet made a final choice, opposition to the man seen as topping the list has to be a disappointment to the White House, since some key Democrats who have criticized Summers for a variety of reasons played a big role in forcing him out of the running.
The economist Jill Neroff says the current vice chairwoman of the Fed, Janet Yellen, would be a good choice to succeed Ben Bernanke at the end of next January.
We need somebody who can keep the Fed independent, who can communicate well, and she's the right person for that.
Wall Street reopens in 2 hours. S&P futures are up 17. Dow futures are up nearly 150. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees, 735 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich says that at least three companies have expressed interest in relocating to Orange County since Morinaga, the top-selling Japanese candy company, announced its plans to build a new $48 million facility in Mebane. Orange County leaders say the economic benefits of landing this internationally known confectionery will be significant. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Penny Rich says it's too early to reveal details about the other companies who have taken notice of Orange County since Morinaga's announcement, but she says it is an exciting time for the county.
We know that interest grows. When you do make such a huge advantage with a company in one area, other companies take notice.
Morinaga plans to build its first American manufacturing facility in Orange County's Buckhorn Economic Development District that will employ at least 90 people and pay an average salary of $38,000 a year. County Manager Frank Clifton said in a recent board meeting that if the Morinaga facility develops as planned, it could become one of the top three taxpayers in the county. The site is set to open in mid-2015, but before construction can begin, the county commissioners must fulfill the promise incentives package, which includes installing water and sewer infrastructure. Rich says that when companies investigate an area, they want to make sure that those utilities are in place before making a deal.
We know that we have foreign companies that are interested, but we also have domestic companies that were looking elsewhere because of the infrastructure that was not in place in Orange County. And now that the infrastructure is in place, they are taking a second look at our area. And it really is exciting.
Steve Brantley, Orange County's Economic Development Director, led the effort to recruit the manufacturer. Brantley, who speaks Japanese, says the county beat out 18 sites in the state and other cities such as Toronto, Canada, and Portland, Oregon.
The Morinaga name is maybe not so well known by American as it would be to Japanese people or people from the Far East. They would know Morinaga like we would know Nestle's or Hershey's.
Areas surrounding Orange County, like Alamance and Durham counties, are already home to international companies. Brantley says bringing in a well-known corporate identity such as Morinaga will increase Orange County's international presence. He says there's also the possibility for a supplier company to move to the county as well.
To be selected by an international firm and a very demanding Japanese firm is one where if you're meeting their standards, it says you're doing things right as a community, as a county, to attract business.
Rich says she hopes local businesses will also benefit from the large-scale operation.
There's uniforms involved. Someone's got to dry clean the uniforms. If there's advertising that has to happen locally, we would hope that they would use some local advertisers.
Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, says that bringing in Morinaga kept AKG of America, a German company, from moving away from Mebane. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protests are returning to Raleigh this week after holding the peaceful demonstrations in other cities across the state. This time, college students will lead the rally to protest legislation passed by the Republican-led legislature and Governor Pat McCrory, which they say hurts education and voting rights. Protesters are set to meet today at 4:30 at the First Baptist Church on Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh, and will then head to the governor's mansion at 5:30 following a rally led by students of the organizations such as North Carolina NAACP Youth and College Division, North Carolina Student Power Union, CAUSE, and North Carolina Vote Defenders. Once again, Reverend William Barber, NAACP State Chapter President and Moral Monday Movement Leader, said in a statement, "This is a movement, not a moment. The Moral Monday demonstrations, which were held over the summer in Raleigh, resulted in more than 900 arrests at the North Carolina General Assembly, many of those local people from right here in our community. Members of the public will have a chance to weigh in on a plan to build a hotel at Southern Village. When the Chapel Hill Council meets tonight, the proposed five-story, 112-room hotel will be on 4 acres at the edge of a mixed-use development along 15501 near Strata Solar. A future phase could include a new apartment building. An earlier plan to build a hotel in the middle of Market Street in the site of a current parking lot there was put on pause back in 2009 after Southern Village residents objected to the idea. The public will also have a chance to respond to a plan to reduce the minimum lot acreage for new apartment complexes from 5 acres down to 2. The public hearing starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and it will not be held at the usual place, not at Town Hall. The main floor there is still closed due to renovations from all the flooding. They will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. 740 WCHL. Rand Northam is here, and Rand, tell us all about the activity on chapelboro.com this morning.
People used to object to a hotel in Southern Village. People also used to object to a big box store in Orange County, so things changing. We'll see what the public has to say tonight. That's a very interesting one.
Yeah, really is. So. A lot of people fired up about that.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people at the meeting tonight, I would think.
I'm sure there will be, and Elizabeth Friend will be there for WCHL, and she'll have the report for you tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. On our website, chapelboro.com, a new piece is up from Triangle Localista blogger Kim Alexander. She's talking about cooking class she took at Southern Season on Latin American practical cooking. So you'll want to check that out. That sounds pretty tasty. A new piece is up from Jeff Danner as well in the Common Science blog on differences between the chaos theory and the butterfly effect. And as always, Danner makes it interesting and accessible for everyone. Of course, Jeff Danner could talk circles around my brain, I'm sure. But he always does a good job to make it make his columns accessible to everyone.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. I'm right there, too. He's a smart guy.
He is a very smart guy. Get him and Aaron in the same room and watch out.
Oh, exactly.
And we turn our attention to sports. A new piece is up in Huddle Up with the Heels. Of course, nothing happened as far as Huddle Up with the Heels, as far as going away. Huddle Up with the Heels still there despite the bye week for Carolina. Bob Lee of BobLeeSays.com, he talks about the UNC and ABC crowd's reaction to the news out of Oklahoma State and the fact that Larry Fedora was on its staff at the time. ABCers, of course, saying more allegations of Carolina.
Oh, they're going to try their best to tie Coach Fedora to that.
And of course.
Coach Fedora's not going to say anything because, of course, that'll just give him more fodder.
That's right.
You know, but, I mean, come on.
Well, and the news that everyone's interested in this morning, of course, the college pick'em.
Yeah.
Carolina, again, on a bye week, but the college pick'em didn't go anywhere. Still competing there, and Mike Mitchell gets the $50 gift card to Glass Half Full with 8 out of 10. Nobody scoring more than 8, even Aaron Keck.
I don't even want to know how I did this.
You're
special.
Hanging in there, Ron. You're only 5 points off the... Well, you're 5 points off the lead of the personalities. You're only 6 points off the lead overall. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, you could chip away at it.
How'd I do this week?
A few tens. I'm not sure. I wasn't able to do the math. It's hard.
I got to go check that out.
I did not do as well. I think I got 7 this week. So not real great.
Yeah.
The Alabama score got me. But Mike Mitchell has picked 35-28 in favor of Alabama. The final score, of course, 49-42. $50 gift card to Glass Half Full. Ted Arrington got 8 points as well. A $25 gift card to Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, as did Donna Jarrell. A $25 gift card to the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group with 8 points. Aaron Keck still leading the way with 25 points. I've got 23. Rachel has 22.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 20.
Uh-huh. Well,
you're Anthony, not far away.
Anthony Wellman's still behind me. That makes me feel better. Hey, by the way, did you watch any of the Seahawks and the 49ers last night?
I did not. I was still, my eyes were still cloudy from all the crying after the Panthers game.
Yeah. That, I'd say Seattle Stadium is the loudest.
Yeah.
It is so loud.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We're hearing on CBS News this morning that some
Guinness
group of fans
record.
Is complaining, not complaining, but lobbying to get the world record.
Yeah.
It is so loud in there. I don't know how any opposing team, I don't even know how the home team hears anything. I mean, seriously, it is amazing.
Yeah.
They love their team. And Russell Wilson, I love that guy. He was at North Carolina State, of course, and then he went to Wisconsin. And when they introduced starting lineups last night, they say, "I'm Russell Wilson, quarterback." And the school they're from, he said, "From a whole pack of Badgers." That's
nice.
What he said. So he incorporated State and Wisconsin, which
well
I thought was clever. And, boy, he's really good.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks defense is amazing. Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them in the Super Bowl.
No kidding.
Hey, listen, thanks.
Thank you.
And Wally Post has today's commentary coming up next on WCHL. Right now, we are going to do this.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Well, it would appear that everything is working just fine. Thank you very much. 746 at WCHL.
Math. Some students think it's a four-letter word. In Chapel Hill, there's a math formula we should all celebrate. Here's the equation.
commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. It all equals community. Our business community is not just about creating local jobs. They're playing a leading role in investing in environmentally sensitive resources and giving generously to social causes. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business. And it's where business is commerce plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
69 degrees, 748, WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Here we go again. I said this before that I would never attack a man, but attack his facts. But after Alan Colton spoke his views, I must speak out that he is misleading us by saying that Congressman Price does not have to abide by the health insurance offered to members of Congress next year because it includes a special subsidy from the president that exempted Congress from Obamacare. Congress isn't exempt from the law. It wasn't exempt back in 2010, nor lawmakers exempt back in May when this bogus bit surfaced again. 3 months later, they're still not exempt. In fact, we've heard before, lawmakers and their staffs face additional requirements that other Americans don't, and the special subsidy which he refers to is simply a premium contribution that his employer, our government, has long made to the insurance policies of its workers. With Obamacare starting in 2014, members of Congress and their staffs can no longer get their insurance through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program as they had in the past. Instead, these federal employees will get insurance through the exchanges set up by Obamacare. Other Americans with work-based insurance aren't subject to such a requirement. They can continue to get insurance through their employers. Other federal workers, too, can continue to select insurance plans through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program, but not Congress. Why the unusual requirement for lawmakers and staffers? This provision was added when the health care bills were being debated, out of Republican concern that Congress get the same insurance that would be offered to some Americans through this legislation, insurance sold through state-based and federal exchanges. Those exchanges are for individuals who buy their own insurance, including the now uninsured and small businesses. This twisted reading of the legislation was based on the fact that originally Congress, like other Americans with work-based insurance or Americans on Medicare and Medicaid, wouldn't be eligible for the exchanges. In other words, Congress was supposedly exempt when members couldn't participate in the exchanges. And now that they are required to do so, they are still somehow exempt from the law. Neither of these convoluted claims is true. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. If you're like me, you need it this morning. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic's still moving smoothly for the most part. We do see an accident, though, on I-40 at 15501, causing a few delays right now. Again, I-40 at 15501 and causing delays in both directions. So that a major thoroughfare, of course. 15501 seeing some delays from Ephesus Church Road up to I-40. And again, if you can avoid that area, that would probably be a good idea at this time. I-40 not seeing major delays right now, but we are seeing some delays there because of that accident. NC-54 heading eastbound and westbound between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road also seeing delays. Otherwise, we are moving smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you're looking for a lunch today, stop in for a quick one and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers today. That's not very significant. High today in the middle 80s, tonight partly cloudy with a low 60, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75, so cooling off a little bit by tomorrow. 752 WCHL. Ron Stutz here along with Dr. Wayne Pond. How are you this morning, Wayne?
Hey, Ron, I want you to check the WCHL 48 billion watt double burger triple premium sauce weather gizmo.
We got
a big rainstorm out here in Chatham County.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, man.
It's not raining here.
Wayne, listen to the weather sounder, and all of a sudden, boy, the bottom dropped out. It is just, it is pouring. So.
Well, we'll check on that and see if it's headed this way.
I thought you ought to know that, being a man who's always on top of the weather facts.
Might be the fact that you always have a dark cloud hanging over you, but that's another story.
Oh,
hey, what kind of word you got?
Sentiment.
What kind of word you got for today?
The word of the day is adjuvant, A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T. A is first letter of the alphabet. A-D, D is in dog. J-U-V-A-N-T, adjuvant.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, this is just a fancy term for somebody who does what Rand does. He plays second banana to the great Ron Stutz.
I wouldn't say. Don't say that.
Serving to aid or to contribute to in an auxiliary function. Assisting.
A much better example of that would be Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson.
You're giving away your age there, pal. All right, there it is, adjuvant, your word of the day. I want you to check that weather forecast for me and get right back to me.
I will, buddy, and stay dry.
Be a good boy.
All right, you too. That is Wayne Palm with the word of the day on WCHL. If you know the word and if you can spell it correctly and if you can define it correctly, sometime next hour when I give you the opportunity to call in, then you can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's just that easy. And again, that'll happen sometime during the 8 o'clock hour.
Monday, 97.9 FM, WCHL's Ron Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Ron. How was your weekend?
Great. How about yours?
It was great.
I watched a lot of football.
Oh, very nice.
Even though the Tar Heels didn't play.
Right.
I watched a lot of football on television.
Right. There's so much football going on right now. Anytime you turn TV on. Well, I went camping.
Did you really?
I did.
Where'd you go?
Pilot Mountain.
Wow.
Just for a night.
Right here in North Carolina.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't realize how close it was.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Trying to enjoy the outdoors while the weather is just perfect right now. You know, mm-hmm. A little bit cool at night. Mm-hmm. Nice campfire.
Yeah.
Great.
Is there anything different about South African style camping? Do you do it any differently than we do it here?
Well, you know, there are designated camping areas, but I will say if you go out into what we call the bush or the game reserves, you cannot necessarily just pitch your tent wherever you'd like if you don't want to be disturbed in the middle of the night by a creature or two.
Ooh.
So, you know, you have to go to the very specific parks designated for it. Kind of like here, I guess. You know, those parks designated. But I feel like here you could probably find any area and you'd be okay with us. Not so much.
For the most part, yeah.
Right.
Well.
So.
Anyway, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you. It was great.
You look refreshed today.
I did.
You got a chance to come home, take a shower and everything.
Yes.
Again, work today.
Yes, definitely. Always need a shower. Camping, you know. Roughing it.
Yeah.
Glamping is really my style. But
yeah. Well, what kind of joke you got for us?
I have another marriage joke. But no mailman.
No mailman.
No more mailmen for a little while.
We got to stop disparaging the postal service.
We love the post office, right? We don't, you know,
exactly.
No need to give them a bad name. All right. So a couple who have been married for many years wound up in divorce court.
Uh-oh.
Not because of mailman. Just let me just make
right.
that clear.
Okay.
All right. The judge asked the husband, is it true that during the past 3 years of your marriage, you haven't spoken to your wife? The husband replied, yes, Your Honor, that is correct. The judge inquired, and how do you explain this unusual conduct? He replied, Your Honor, my mother always told me not to interrupt a woman when she's speaking.
In other words, the woman talked all the time. I couldn't get a word in.
Oh, maybe she had something very important to say.
Really?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Joanne Andrusavich, for the last 2 years, has been Executive Director at Pause Forever. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Pause Forever has actually been in this community for 50 years now, starting out as APS of Chapel Hill and then APS of Orange County before moving out to Mebane and becoming Pause Forever. We go to the local county shelters, get dogs and cats, which enables them to keep the animals that they have to take from the public for a longer period of time. We bring them out to our wonderful 50-acre facility in Mebane and get them spayed or neutered, any medical treatments that they need, give training to the dog, and then get them ready to be adopted.
Lee Matthews at Pause Forever wanted to put Joanne in our spotlight today. Joanne is about to leave us.
When I moved to the Chapel Hill area 5 years ago, I had a dog and wanted to, you know, get involved with an organization that saved animals. I had worked when I was in Austin, Texas with a group called the Texas Hearing and Service Dogs. I started out, though, as just going to the Pause Forever Walk for Animal Protection, a charity walk, and I started volunteering, got on their board of directors after a couple of years of volunteering, and then when the previous executive director moved, I took that role on. The biggest thing that I walk away from this with is just the caring and compassion of so many people, employees and volunteers. Peers at Pause Forever do everything possible to take care of these animals.
Now, when you first came to the Chapel Hill community, you were involved in education, and now the reason you're leaving is you're getting back into education.
I came to Chapel Hill to take over as the administrator at the Emerson Waldorf School, which is a position that I held for 3 years, and then moved on to working with school accreditation work, which I still do, but that opportunity came up to go back into leading a Waldorf school in Newtown, Connecticut. And so I'll be moving there at the end of the month.
A great big thank you on behalf of all the animals to Joanne Andrusavich, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thanks so much, Ron. And at Pause Forever, we appreciate the Orange County community for their support of the work that Pause Forever does.
Go to pauseforever.org and you can get all the information you need there.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
68 degrees. Look for a high today of about 85.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental...